Engage.
The Rancor is awesome.
What do you want with the graves? Is he... Hang on. Let me look. You're fine. Let me try and get an idea.
No worries. This gives me a chance to look and make sure I'm giving you all the information. So what are you thinking, sir?
I'm trying to figure out what he is looking for. And why he's looking for it.
Everything, research you see in front of you is straight data. You don't see any interpretation.
Right.
No, you don't see.
I couldn't make like a history spend, I can't make a history spend in this game. a history roll to get some sort of idea.
I suppose. Give me another. Which is higher, history or library use for you?
Library.
Go ahead and toss another library use.
8.
And that would probably be an impale.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
If you continue going down the thought process of grave robbing, it seems to be that there is a target for well-to-do families.
Yeah.
Of a period of approximately the last century.
Okay.
So maybe 1800 to 1900.
So he's looking for somebody in particular.
Don't know. I would say, given the data, not really.
No?
Like, it seems to be targeting maybe a couple dozen different sites. Different parts of town, different time periods, different families. You couldn't tell for sure, without looking at genealogical data, that they're not all related, but if they are all related, it would be a massive genealogical find.
Okay.
Or it'd be a massive genealogical, you know, clusterfuck.
Right. Okay. Does it look like he's targeting, like, a specific set of families, or...?
Not that you could tell.
Okay. I feel like I'm missing something, and I don't know what it is. All right.
This is the fun of an investigation game. You probably are. It's all right.
All right.
Keep on charging forward.
Anything else in here?
I guess I should say there is a fireplace. Give me a... Is it perception? Spot hidden?
Spot hidden.
Yeah.
17.
You notice that the fireplace, even though it's relatively warm out, it looks like the fireplace has been used.
Okay. Sift through ashes, maybe? See if there's anything left?
As you sift through ashes, you realize that there's been some parchment burned, some papers. Some of it handwritten, impossible to tell. You're just seeing scraps of scraps.
Yeah. Okay. Anything there to light a fire with?
Yeah. Well, there's nothing. There's stuff there to light a fire with, yes.
Like matches?
Yeah. No, you could find matches relatively
okay,
easily.
Okay, I'm going to burn the clothes.
There's nothing that would sustain a fire. There's no wood there. You know what I mean? Like, you could get a fire... started.
I wouldn't be able to consume the whole thing.
Right.
Okay. All right. anything beyond the fireplace in here?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
All right, back into the kitchen, and what? There was one other room in here?
Yes. There's one other room sort of off to the side.
All right, I'll check it out.
You notice a laundry room. Small, enclosed. I don't know, did they have washing machines in the 20s, or would they still be washing them by hand? I would assume they had some sort of mechanical. Yeah.
Ringer type.
So you notice sort of an enclosed, sort of like you see enclosed porches and stuff, like an enclosed, you know, area to do laundry. There's a door leading to the exterior. You can kind of see through the window. It leads to like a small overgrown garden, probably where they would, you know, a line hung up where they could hang the clothes out to dry.
Okay. What's the area around outside look like?
Suburban.
So middle of a neighborhood?
Yeah. You could see... I mean, this isn't probably the best viewpoint, but you could probably see, you know.
What time of day is it?
We'll say it's evening.
Okay. Kids out playing, stuff like that?
Not that you can see.
No? Okay, I think I might check out the yard.
Okay. As you go out into the yard, you realize that this area of the yard is kind of secluded because you're still partially hidden by the side of the house. Right. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You'd have to walk around the exterior of the dining room to get to the front or walk all the way around the back of the house to get to the back. All
right.
You can tell that it's incredibly overgrown given the, we'll say it's summer-ish, so it's probably a warm June, July, what have you. It looks as though the yard hasn't been taken care of in several weeks. It's quite overgrown, and what once used to be probably a nice little vegetable patch is totally dominated by weeds.
Okay, can I see any kind of a path that's been walked?
You can see where a path has been laid out. It hasn't been walked recently.
Okay, I'm looking... The tools were for Greg Robbie. That's right. Can I search around out here and see if I can find any kind of clue? I'm not sure exactly what I'm looking at.
Just toss a spot hidden and we'll see what you find.
I didn't find shit.
You're looking around, you're not really seeing anything. Like I said, it's pretty massively overgrown. And as you sort of get to the edge of the garden, you sort of look and turn, and you've come around the edge of the house, and you can see the street, and you kind of look to your left, and you can see a couple of cars in the driveway, and there's a garage on the other side of the house.
Okay.
And you realize that one of the cars is yours.
I doubt it. I don't have any drive skill.
You have base drive, whatever base drive is.
Okay. So that's enough to just get down the road.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Just no stunt driving.
Yes, you are not going to be bootlegging any booze, but...
Okay.
No, you recognize that the car in front, you don't recognize the one closer to the garage. The one parked behind it is yours.
Okay. Still pretty quiet outside?
Mm-hmm.
I'm checking out my car.
Give me an idea check.
14.
Did you drop the pile of bloody clothes back in the laundry, or are you still carrying them around the front? I'm going to give you the idea check because I'm going to say that you thought of it before you walked out of the house.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I dropped them at the laundry.
I figured you would. You see your car.
Check it out inside.
Doors are unlocked.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to think. You would have a key at this point, I would think. You got keys in cars at this point? Probably.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Okay. We'll say the key's not in the ignition.
Okay.
I'll give you another idea check.
My stuff's got to be somewhere.
True.
No.
Okay. I'm going to say it doesn't say, but it would make the most sense. When you picked up your clothes, you probably felt your key in those clothes.
I checked the pockets.
I know. It doesn't say that there's a key there, but there's no other logical place for it to be.
Okay.
I actually looked. I want to see if there's... See, I want to see if it says it, but that may just be an oversight in the way it's written. There's nowhere else for your key to be, so...
I mean, I'm assuming it, there's some way to lock the trunk, so...
Probably, yeah, that's true.
Okay. So I do have my keys.
Yes.
All right. I'm checking inside the car for anything.
When you open whatever the 1920s version is of a glove compartment, you find your Derringer.
Okay, I'll hang on to that.
Okay.
Anything in the trunk?
Nope. Other than what you would expect, you know, normal. I'm assuming they did, I know they did spare tires. I don't know if they would have some sort of jack or, you know, tire iron. Obviously, if you have spare, you got to have a way to change it. So.
Right.
But just normal stuff.
All right. Still pretty quiet out here?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right.
You realize now that you're standing this close to the front of the house that the address you saw on his license matches up with the post outside the front of the house. So this is Saxville's house. And you kind of remember driving here, vaguely.
Okay. I'm assuming the other car is Saxville's, but is it unlocked?
Yeah.
The registration in the glove box?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll say somehow, yes, we'll assume somehow you figure out that, yes, that is Saxville's vehicle.
Okay. Anything in here?
Nothing out of the ordinary. Maybe a map or two, but nothing.
Keys?
Probably not.
Okay. No way to get in the trunk. All right. Anything else outside here that I can see that might be interesting?
The garage.
Oh, okay. Attached, unattached?
Unattached.
All right. Side door?
Yes.
All right, I'll try the side door.
It is unlocked.
Okay.
Okay. You notice that there are a couple of, you know, home and gardening tools, you know, an old push mower, I think what else would be in there? Maybe some spare car parts. Everything looks like it hasn't been touched for some time, except for a large rolled-up rug in the middle, or that has been dumped right in the middle of the garage.
Shit. Okay, I'll unroll it.
We'll roll that sand check as you find a giant blood-stained rug.
Failed.
That will be two. Just working your way on down there to a...
Yeah.
To a permanent instability.
Yeah.
I guess the other thing that you would notice in there, since it says on here, you also notice various pieces of steam train paraphernalia, including wheels, identity plates, and an old train station locker.
I'm going to check out that locker.
Okay.
Let's take a key.
It does take a key.
I'll try that little brass key.
Doesn't fit.
Okay.
In fact, as you pull on the handle, you realize that it's been fixed so that it just opens freely.
Oh, okay.
And inside you find some more paraphernalia involving trains.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll roll that rug back up.
All right.
Can I do it mostly dry?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Probably unpeeled a little bit from the heat and the...
Smells nice.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The sand loss may be more for the smell than the sight of it.
All right.
Give me an idea check.
That means you're messing it up and you're not seeing something. 41.
You realize there's one more room that you didn't look at in the house.
Well, yeah, I know I haven't.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going back in.
Okay. Going through the front door or through the laundry?
Through the laundry where I came out.
Okay. And you're going to that. You realize now as you're thinking about it that the other door on that same side would have been to get from the hallway to the dining room. So that literally leaves just one room you can look at in the house, if that makes sense.
Yep. Head to that one room.
All right. You open up a door to a lounge. So it calls it a lounge. I wouldn't call it a lounge. More of like a sitting room. You know what I mean? So nice couch, maybe couple of other things. Anyway, as soon as you step into this room, you have another flashback. As you remember, Arthur Saxville inviting you to his home. You remember meeting him in this room, and you remember sitting on the settee with him and drinking sherry together.
Okay, do I remember why I was invited?
No, you would assume you do have shared interests, so maybe something about that.
Okay. Do I remember anything about the encounter? Beyond no. Sitting there and drinking sherry.
No, and as you think about it, your head's starting to hurt. More than it was.
Okay. From what I do remember of sitting there drinking sherry, has this place changed?
No. In fact, looking at it, you realize that there are two, like, stained sherry glasses sitting off to the side of the settee.
Okay.
And you realize the room's starting to spin a little bit.
Okay.
And your vision starts to go black.
Yeah.
And you know nothing.
Yeah.
As the world fades to blackness. Are we having fun yet, Jeff? Got it all figured out?
No!
I was going to say, it's a little anachronistic, but this isn't quite like the dungeons that you solved the last time
we played. No.
You blink your eyes a couple times, and you realize that you're staring up at the stone ceiling of the crypt again.
Okay. I'm laying back in the coffin?
Yes.
Okay.
And your head hurts like a son of a
bitch. I bet it does. All right. Able to move?
Yeah, stiffly, but yes.
Yeah. All right, I'll get back out of the coffin. And I think it's time to try and figure out what the hell's going on in here.
Give me a... just give me a roll. Just, and I'll tell you what happens.
Three. Dick. 35.
You just rolled a 30 and a 50 there.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Either way, it's not low enough, but that's okay.
Oh.
As you step out of the coffin and put your foot down, you put your foot down on something that you thought was hard ground, and then it sort of flips, and you kind of slip and almost fall.
All right, check it out.
And you realize that sitting at the edge of the coffin is a small box. You stepped on it, climbing out of it.
Okay.
Small box, maybe 12 by 6 by 4, something like that.
All right. Open it up.
Inside, you find, this is why I said the word earlier, you find an incredibly dull copper knife inside a velvet box.
This is why you said what word earlier?
When I said copper key, I was thinking of the copper knife.
Oh, okay. An incredibly dull copper knife in a velvet-lined box.
Yep. And it was resting at the foot of the coffin. When you stepped out, you kind of tripped on it a little bit.
All right. Signs of use on it? Any residue or...
Not that you can tell. It's a very small knife. And when I mean dull, I mean like butter knives are sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're talking it's maybe 6 inches long. I mean, calling it a knife is being a little overzealous, probably.
All right. Anything else laying around?
Nope.
I hate not knowing what the hell's going on.
I love it. That's what I love about Call of Cthulhu, is looking across the table and just looking at players going, what the f*** is going on?
Yeah. Occult roll.
Okay, go ahead. It could have occult significance. It could not. It's, you can tell because you know enough about archaeology and stuff. It's probably old, but.
How about archaeology?
Sure.
No.
Could be old. Maybe. I don't know.
All right. I will start looking around the the crypt.
Okay. Again, you see the other coffins. Are you going to walk all the way to the front to the door?
Sure.
Okay. This time you don't see a pinpoint of light. You don't see any light.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I see maybe what was covered up?
No, it just... Give me an idea roll.
Or is it night? Yeah.
When you get right up to the edge, you kind of put your eye up to it, and you can tell that this crypt has, like... I'm trying to think. I'm thinking of, like, the Louisiana mausoleums, you know, where it's got the giant doors. It's got two doors. And so there was sort of a crack sort of right in the middle. And when you get up close... Once you get up close, you realize that it is issuing just a little bit of light, but significantly less than the last time you were here. You would assume, based on that idea roll, that it's night now, and maybe it was sunshine coming in before.
All right.
When you get to that end of the room, you realize that there is a pedestal off to the side just next to the door. And it's a pedestal that... Been in a Catholic church before?
Yeah.
You know how you have the fonts right inside the door?
Yeah.
Like that. It looks like that. So it's a pedestal going up about waist high with a basin.
Okay, anything in it?
When you walk over there, you see a swollen and decaying leather-bound manuscript floating in something inside at the top of this font.
In something?
Yes, in something. Some sort of liquid.
What's it look like?
It looks very sticky.
Okay. Does it say anything on it?
Go ahead and give me your first aid is higher than your medicine, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
And go ahead and double it, because you just don't roll double zeros. You got an 8 over here, so you pass. All right, so as you go to pick up this manuscript, you realize that what was in this pedestal was probably water, and you begin to realize that there's a stickiness to it that is reminiscent of blood. You've worked in, I think it said she was a nurse.
Yes.
You've washed your hands of blood before. And that's what it feels like. It's water, but it's got that stickiness of blood residue. And as you pick up this manuscript, you realize that this manuscript is coated in blood.
Yeah.
Like, that's that. Like it's swollen, it's fat, it's a massive tome, and it's just stuck together as if it's been soaking in blood for who knows how long.
Okay.
Do you need a sand roll for that? It says no. That's, I think that'd be a little... horrifying, but anyway, go ahead.
No, it's old blood. It's okay, can I read anything on it?
You can tell that it is written in English. Okay. You have a... Go ahead and toss your English score. Just don't get double zeros. You did 20. Not. The way it's written, because you're very, very good at English, it has the sense... It's written in English, but it doesn't have the syntax in English.
So it was written by somebody that speaks a different language.
Either that, or probably more likely, it's a translation.
Oh, okay.
And let's toss the Cthulhu Mythos. See how you do.
It's not that high. Oh my god, oh, I got
you
it!
Got it. You know. Good for you. hitting that 11 with a 9, you know, I'm just going to give it to you, that this is an English translation of De Vermis Mysterious, which De Vermis Mysterious is a Middle Ages, like 1500s-ish German book, originally written in Latin, and that it is a... It had to deal with the occult and was sort of a spell book it's sort of a spell book-ish. And anyway, with what do I want to say here? the various inquisitions and stuff, the Catholic Church tried to suppress it, so you know that it's a very, very rare occult tome. Few survived the Middle Ages, most of them were burned. Okay. And what you're seeing is an English translation of it.
Okay. Are the pages still legible?
Some of them are.
Yeah.
It's pretty stuck together.
Uh-huh. Is that basin loose, or is it fixed to the floor?
It's fixed to the floor.
Is there anything heavy in here?
Coffin? I don't know how heavy you want. What is your thought process? You want to smash something?
Maybe. Could I lift one end of that coffin?
Given how hard it was for you to lift the lid, probably not.
Okay.
You said you feel very weak, probably because most of your muscle mass is sloughed off with time. Being the walking dead sucks.
I'm wondering if I can wait for that nauseating feeling again and hold something over my head.
I love that. It's a really, really good idea. I don't think that you were strong enough to do that, but that's a good idea. I like it a lot.
Okay.
Thinking outside the box, man. This is what you got to do.
All right. What can I read in that book?
You realize that it will take you... Daevermus Mysterious, if you were to attempt to read it in its entirety, because it's the ravings of a lunatic. You know, it's like reading... What is that? Finnegan's Wake or whatever. Right. Like, it's impossible to understand. So to get any coherence out of it in a normal setting would take you months. This is obviously just a chunk of Daevermus Mysterious, and you could read it if you do nothing else but read it.
Right.
But you can read it. You realize that if you pick it up, you can kind of hold it, and you can kind of pull some of the pages together, and you can kind of get some semblance of what's going on. So if you'd like to read it...
probably not worth it.
Well, I mean, what else are you doing?
Well, I don't know yet.
Fair enough.
Is there anything else in here that I can check out? Like some of the other coffins?
Make me a roll. It's got to be 25 or less. You're having trouble trying to get the lid off of whatever coffin.
It's an 8!
Oh, sorry. sorry. That clear die looks like a 3 from over here. You do manage, you have a fit of strength, and you're able to kind of shove one lid to the side, and inside you see a desiccated corpse.
Okay. Anthropology.
Okay.
What can I tell about what it... never mind.
It's a corpse. It's human, question mark? It's human.
Yeah.
It's just making fun of you for your fail roll.
Okay, yeah.
Aliens?
Okay, whoa. Nothing else worth looking at in here?
Give me a spot hidden. Double.
Yeah, I got it. I'm sure I did.
You spend an hour? The only other thing that you notice is in the back corner near, where your coffin was, there appears to be a spot in the floor that may have been patched at some point. It looks a little newer.
Okay. Patched with?
It looks like something was... The concrete might have cracked or something at some point, and so there's a... Usually when you have that concrete crack like that, a lot of times you'll chunk out the area all around it and then pour new concrete to kind of fill it in.
Right.
Other than that, that's the only other thing you see.
Okay. Anything I can chip away at with that knife?
Just holding that knife, you realize that there's no... I mean, it's...
You not could, strong enough.
No, you could probably bend it with your bare hands if you were stronger.
Okay. Well, shit. I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's all right.
No, it's not. It's irritating as hell.
What little bit you could read of the first few pages of the book seemed to describe a ritual.
Okay, I'll go back to reading the book.
You realize that it's very hard to read. but seems to detail a ritual about transferring souls.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
It takes you a number of hours to read just a handful of pages, because the handwritten script is incredibly hard to decipher.
Uh-huh.
Once you come to the end of the readable section, the next dozen or so pages have been ruined by the blood. So the details of how the spell is enacted appear to be lost.
Right. Okay. Anything after that?
Oh, no, that's we're talking... This is probably a... The De Verbis Mysterious in its entirety might be like a 1,000-page book of ramblings. You've cracked maybe 12 pages.
Okay.
And this is maybe 400 pages long.
Okay.
So you can continue to read.
What else am I doing?
That's fair. So you begin reading. And as you begin to decipher more and more, you suddenly start to feel a little dizzy. And your vision's starting to swim.
Hold the book over my head.
Make me a roll of 25 or less.
Nope.
You drop the book as your vision begins to swim, and eventually you black out.
Yep.
You come to, and you realize you're staring at a somewhat familiar ceiling.
Somewhat familiar, like Saxville plates?
You look around, and you are laying in the bed.
Okay. What am I wearing?
You still appear incredibly disheveled. Like, you smell a little bit, like you haven't bathed, and you appear to be wearing the same clothes that you think you were wearing before. Like, they look even more dirty, though. Like, you smell ripe.
Okay.
And as you kind of look around, you realize that what you assume is morning sunlight is pouring through the windows.
Okay. Morning sunlight. Okay, this day cycle doesn't seem to matter. I woke up the first time, and it was daytime.
If you're talking about in the tomb?
Yeah.
Correct.
I woke up in Saxville Place the first time at evening.
Right.
I woke up at night last time in the crypt.
Right.
And morning now.
Correct.
Okay. What?
Nothing. You just look baffled.
No, I'm trying to piece it together. See if there's any relevance. I don't even know what the hell day it is.
That is correct.
It could have been more than one day that I was gone, and I wouldn't even know it.
That is true.
Okay. I'm going to go get cleaned up.
Okay. You going to use the bathroom here?
Yeah.
In Saxville's house? Okay. You feel much better. Josephine feels significantly better now that she's clean.
Good. Okay. I'll do a quick run through the house, see if anything's changed.
Give me idea by half. It's a lot of stuff to remember.
No.
Oh, no. You couldn't tell. I mean, it was a state of chaos before.
Yeah.
It's still a state of chaos. You think probably that some of your organization that you did on the paperwork in the kitchen or in the dining room has changed, but you're not positive. You didn't sort it via Dewey Decimal System. Just sort of, you know, shuffled some papers around. But you're not sure. You can't be positive.
Okay, so somebody may still be looking for a grave. I don't know. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Okay. What are you wearing?
I don't know. What was I wearing?
You were wearing...
Oh, I was wearing the same dirty clothes. I will go into Saxville's bedroom and try and find something that somewhat fits me.
Everything is going to be ill-fitting in a men's cut. There are no... Well, there's one pair of female clothes in the house.
Yeah. I could do laundry.
They're pretty covered in blood.
Okay. I will go butch and get out of there. Take the bloody clothes with me.
Okay.
Stick them in the trunk of my car.
Okay.
Drive the speed limit.
Fair enough.
I know the area.
Yeah, you realize. You're kind of on a. You're in a. I mean, these didn't exist then, but you're in a subdivision. You're in a cul-de-sac, whatever. You know, once you get out, you're seeing the main roads of Arkham that you know. So, I mean, you have no trouble navigating. You know where you're at.
All right.
It's wherever you would like to go.
Where the hell do I need to go? I'm going to go to the library and look up the book on graves. Or the Century of Interment.
You're going to look for a Century of Interment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Library use?
Are you going to the... Which library would you like to go to? Largest library in town?
Sure.
Okay. Just curious. So you go to the largest library in town, and as you enter the library, it's a bustling, busy day, apparently. The library's open, so it's probably a weekday. And as you walk in, you see a woman behind the counter, kind of behind the circulation desk, kind of look up and say, "Oh, hello again, miss." And she goes back to whatever she was doing.
I will try and strike up conversation. Hi, how you doing?
Give me a... it's been a while since I've been Call of Cthulhu, so I can't think of the applicable skill.
I'm looking.
It's a,
English.
It's a... do you have psychology?
Yes.
Give me a psychology roll.
I am not going to get that. Nope.
Hello, miss. It's nice to see you again. Hopefully you're having a wonderful morning.
Yeah, actually, I lost something out of my purse. And I was wondering if anything was found in the area where I was.
No, I don't think so. I'll give it to you because it's a clever way to ask. She's like, no one reported anything missing from the history section.
Okay. I can't remember. Did I reserve any books or anything?
She looks through the ledger. No, I don't think so.
Did I check anything out last time? I don't want to be late. I can't remember if I've got anything actually out or not.
She gives you another quizzical look. No, we don't have anything out under your name.
Great, thank you. How would I get that? I have no idea.
What are you trying to get?
I'm trying to figure out a way to ask what I was looking at without sounding completely insane.
Welcome to Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah,
Well, if nothing. What? Oh, I was gonna say, if nothing else, you know, you have some leads. You could theoretically use, you know, the reference desk, the card catalog, whatever. If you'd like to approach it that way, if you want to do person to person interaction, you could do it that way. But you could probably also use some of the library facilities if you know exactly what you're looking for.
No, that's the thing. I want to know what I was in here looking at.
Right.
I can't remember exactly where that book was that I was here looking for last time. Could you help me find it in the card catalog?
Sure. Do you? Can you tell me the title of the book?
I can't remember exactly.
It's a little bit difficult. It was you. I believe the last time you were here, you were looking for occult stuff. Yes.
I thought I was in history.
You were there too. You were looking at, I guess to be fair, the two sections sort of blend together because you were looking up a local occult, which is also in history, local history.
Okay. Yeah. I know that I need to find a history or a century of interment.
Oh, okay. Well, that we can do. And she goes over the card catalog and flip, 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 flip. And she, oh, yes, yes, we have this. And she goes, and just a second. And she's going to wander off into the stacks. Are you following her?
Yes.
Okay. She wanders off and she begins searching. She goes to the history section. It's local history. The card catalog said this is particularly local to the New England area as far as, cemeteries and graves and so forth. And you see her finger scan those stacks and one particular shelf. She's like, it doesn't appear to be here. Let me go back and see. So you go back to the circulation desk. She's like, yes, it appears to be taken out on extended loan.
You don't know who, do you?
Well, that's not necessarily something that we're supposed to share with everyone.
Well, I really need to get this book. And
the two skills you're looking for, depending persuasion. On your approach, you have persuade or you have fast talk. Fast talk is lying. Persuade is telling the truth in a... Fast talk is trying to get past the door by saying that, by slipping the doorman a 20.
Yeah. Know? And I really need to find this book. And if I could maybe find out who has it on loan, maybe I could get a hold of them and get a look at it. Persuade.
Yep.
Yes. 68 out of 75.
She kind of looks at you funny. She looks a little bit ashamed. Well, I know it's a local guy. His name is Saxville. If you want, I could call him and see if he's done with the book.
No, I actually met him once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe I could get a hold of him.
Oh, other than that, I mean, we could request a copy from maybe one of the libraries in Boston. I'd have to send a letter. It'd probably be a couple of weeks. That's the best I can do for you.
Let me try and get a hold of Arthur.
Oh, okay.
I'll see what I can do there. This sounds horrible. I've had such a stressful week. Do you remember anything else I was in here looking at?
Oh, you poor dear. I'll toss another psychology on that.
No.
you can take that, oh, you poor dear, however you would like that. It was a lot of local history and occult. That's all I could say. You came in and asked about looking for some local reference to some occult texts. I'm not really sure.
Okay, I'll go over and check out those sections. I don't know that it's going to do me any good.
What would you like to look for? That'll decide how hard the roll is. Because if you're just generally looking, then you're basically going to have an impale. What are you looking for specifically that will greatly improve your chances?
I am looking for information on kind of cross-referencing some of the interment notes that I saw.
Okay.
Trying to find something that correlates with that.
Without having that book, that'd be really hard. Okay.
Knowing what I found in the book in the crypt, is there anything that I could look up here that would correlate with that?
You could search the card catalog to see if they have a copy of it.
Okay. Library use?
Yes.
No.
The card catalog
catches
explodes.
Fire.
He rolled a 100 for those at home. You pull out the card catalog, for D to look for De Vermis Mysterious, and you pull it out. You ever pull one of those out too far?
Too far, and the cards
and
go
they
everywhere.
Dump everywhere, and now that librarian is looking at you, she's really pissed. Excuse me, miss, can I help you? And she starts putting them back in the alphabetical order. Is there something I can assist you with?
You ever heard of a book called De Vermis Mysterious? I think it's in the D's.
I'm going to say that her library use, she's a professional, so that probably means she's like at 70. You're asking
for something. I'm at 67.
You're going to ask, well, you're a professional student. They also have, they say this in the book, because it's a solo game, they pad the crap out of your stats, because otherwise you wouldn't solve anything.
Right. I'm still not solving anything.
Oh, you're doing fine. I'm going to say that it's a very rare text.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give her a 70, so I'll say on an impale, so 14 or less. Let's see if she knows. I rolled a 58. So she... no, it sounds vaguely German to me. Could you give me a little more information about it?
It's an occult text.
Oh. We don't keep a lot of occult texts.
You know any place in town that might?
The university, obviously. Although they have a special collections there where they keep their occult texts, and that usually requires, specific permissions in order to get a hold of that.
Okay.
There are a couple of things. Do you know, is it something local? I mean, is it, or is it,
it's German. Does it sound local?
Well, no, but I mean, you know, if it was something that was written by someone from town, or, you know, it would be owned by, it might have a copy at the Historical Society or a museum.
Did I happen to notice who did the English translation?
No, it wasn't. I mean, the cover was torn off and stuff. Like, it, you literally just recognized it because of the basic content. It would be like opening a book with its jacket and cover torn off to the middle, and you see Gandalf, so you know it's Lord of the Rings. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you recognize
that. Okay. What do I know about the guy who wrote it originally?
1542, I think, is whatever I said for David Hermes Mysterious. Just some German monk who went off his rocker and wrote a crazy spell book that nobody believes. Since you got it via Cthulhu Mythos, you know it. You've seen it in reference to probably something to do with Africa. So you know that it's probably not bullshit. There's probably something to it.
Okay.
Like I said, that those would be places that I could point you to, but without a little more context, you could go to Boston.
Context as in?
This occult text, it's not necessarily why you're looking for it, but it's something that she's now, with the help of several other librarians, about got the card catalog in place. She happens to flip the card up the catalog, and she goes, "Oh, we've got a reference here to it. It looks like the reference leads to the Arkham Historical Society." She just pulls out a card, and it literally says, "You know, Dave Irvin's Mysterious," and it says, "See Arkham Historical Society."
Okay.
So perhaps they have a copy.
Well, maybe I can get Arthur to take me there. All right. Thank you very much for your time, and sorry for the trouble. Mm.
You have a nice day. You don't even need a psychology role. She doesn't really mean it. She's very unhappy with you.
All right. Can I get back to my place?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to go change clothes.
Okay.
I'm still walking around Butch and everything.
As you walk back to your car.
Shit.
And you start getting a little headachy. Your vision's starting to blur. Everything's going black. And you see pavement rushing up to meet your face.
Hope you like that, dick.
She says, smashing her own face. Okay. You wake up inside the coffin.
Yeah. I will look around before I get out.
Seems to be basically how you left it. The box with the knife is tucked back away farther underneath the coffin. It clearly has been moved. And you notice that the book is back where it belongs.
Really?
It's back in the font.
Okay, is there... I'll look underneath the coffin. Is there anything else down there?
Nope.
No? Yeah.
Give me an idea roll.
Thank you.
Oh, you're all right.
15.
It's just simply the fact that things have been put back. If you think about it, when you recall the last time you passed out, that the book had been dropped to the floor, that you had had the knife out and were examining it.
Yeah.
Things are now put back where they belong.
Okay.
And you also notice that you didn't wake up on the floor. You woke up in the coffin.
Right. So when he comes back, he's animated, just like I am.
That would seem to be the case.
Is the placement of the objects part of the ritual?
At this point, you've only learned about the first section of the book that you've read is the
basic concepts of it.
Right. And it's called The Transference of the Soul, I think.
Okay.
Got my papers mixed up here. Yes, it's called The Transference of the Soul.
Can I make any kind of an occult roll to know more about it? Or do I have to just sit and read?
I mean, you've kind of tapped out what you know. Okay. So you'd kind of have to sit and read.
Okay. Is there anywhere else that I can explore in here that I really haven't?
I mean, to be fair, you haven't tried the door.
Okay, I'll try the door.
You escaped to freedom. No, it's barred from the outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
get that same feeling that you got when each time you've tried to exert yourself. It may be physically possible for you to do it if you weren't so weak. Maybe. The door gives you... So the coffin lid was a little hard. The other coffin lid that you slid off was even harder. This is like pushing a mountain. So maybe if you were stronger, you could do something about the door, but probably
not. Do I feel weaker?
No. Oh, which by the way, thanks for reminding me. You should have also marked off another magic point. Each time you've gone back to... You went back to your body when you woke up in Saxville's house the second time and you felt weaker.
Okay.
This body just feels weak in general.
Okay. It doesn't feel any stronger, does it?
No.
No? Okay. Like it's getting the magic points that I'm losing?
Metagame-wise, you can assume that, but physically-wise...
I wouldn't be able to feel it.
Right. You're not feeling any different.
All right.
You still feel weak, cottony, headachy. You're beginning to deal with it because it's a constant problem, but...
Okay. Then I will sit and read.
Okay. You sit and read, and it's rough going because you're trying to see through blood and stuck together pages and so forth.
Right.
And you read for a number of hours, and then, make me a listen roll.
Bet you I got that one.
I would imagine
16.
So. I think base is 15.
52.
You hear some scratching.
Can I tell where?
You're pretty sure it's from underneath you. Underneath the crypt. And the scratching gets louder. And then it sounds like it's... Sounds like something's almost digging right at the concrete beneath you. And then you hear dig, 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 dig. And then you hear, it's like someone kicked a dog. You hear this loud yelp, like a high-pitched moan yip. Sand check for that, because it's freaking terrifying being in a crypt and hearing that.
Just missed it.
That'll cost you 1 point.
48? No, I'm at 47.
Go ahead and then you realize as soon as you hear that yip, all the noise stops. We'll go with a Cthulhu Mythos roll. See if you can get two.
No.
Not that lucky. And then you hear some sounds of scrabbling as things move away.
It sounds like a ward, but I don't know.
Could be.
Okay.
And you sit there in the silence for 5, 10. You start to lose count. And you don't hear anything again.
All right. Okay. Did it sound like an animal?
Yes, question mark. Like, it sounded more animal than could have been a human. But it wasn't unhuman-like.
Okay, how big did it sound?
Impossible to tell. It was just kind of a... It had a weird...
No, there's a big difference between little paws scrabbling at the concrete and... Okay,
No. We're not talking like, you know, a massive paws. You know, it's a... We'll say it wasn't St. Bernard. It wasn't Chihuahua. It was Golden Retriever-esque.
Okay. Even still, what the hell is that big underground?
And I'm using that just as a scale of size. It wasn't something massive. It wasn't something diminutive. It was
something in between.
Of decent size.
Yeah, but what the hell would be burrowing that's that size?
It's a good question.
Yeah. Is there anything that I could roll to try and figure out what the hell that was?
Outside of Cthulhu Mythos? No, probably not.
Is that what I rolled for?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not even sure what to do. there's nothing else to really explore in here. I can't get out the door. The ghoul that just tried to burrow into my crypt is not getting through.
You've probably been sitting in the silence, listening actively for half hour, 45 minutes, maybe longer. You haven't heard anything.
Uh-huh. I'm going to get that knife.
Okay.
And go back to the spot where I was sitting and tap the floor.
The spot where you were sitting was not where you were hearing the sound. You were
oh, was it?
Yeah, you were hearing it at the opposite end.
The concrete block.
Yes, probably. That would be a lot closer than where you were sitting. I was assuming you were sitting somewhere near the door.
Oh, I was sitting by the...
The sound you heard was at the other end, so it would have been near the coffin.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'll tap the concrete block. Nothing...
No, just sounds like a concrete block.
No, I'm not...
I know, you're looking for if it's hollow or not.
Well, or if I'm going to get any kind of a response.
Nope.
No, okay. I'll put the knife back.
I want you to keep the place clean.
In reading, I haven't come across anything about a copper knife or anything, have I?
Not yet. But, again, you're...
Yeah, not very far in.
Nope.
I guess I will keep reading.
All right. You read for a few more hours, and you get... You realize that this second chunk of what you have is called the permanence of the soul. Is sort of what this chapter talks about.
Oh, good. I am actually supposed to keep reading. All right.
It's even harder to read between the swelled and damaged pages and the spatterings of dark red blood. It seems that the material here covers more about the transferring of one soul and the way in which that might be made permanent. Most of the ritual text is lost, but from what you can gather, you get to the conclusion that with time, you can permanently transfer souls from one body to the next.
Of course you can.
And as you contemplate this dark fate, you realize the room starts to spin again.
Hold the book up again.
All right. You sure, if you'd like to.
Hell yeah. Nope.
You drop it again as the world fades to black.